Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you may be. This is the Indigenous Voice, and my name is Amin, and the co-host Jabril, and my host will be Chinupa Gluimani, who is a strong advocate against injustice of the tribes and reservations against the Turtle people on Turtle Island. So he maintained a strong tradition of and also to maintain his culture throughout the years. So Chinupa is from South Dakota, and he is very strong advocate about injustice against the people, the Native American, and injustice against the tribes and the reservation on Turtle Island. So our show will start with a prayer and with a song. So the prayer is Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. This is a prayer that the Muslims open up and say all the time in our prayers and other things that we might need to. So our topic is today, it's always about faces and justice and self-determination and autonomy. So this is your show. So anyone has anything that they want to say, you're welcome to join in the discussion. This is just you on here, Jabril, nobody else shows through.
All right. I mean, how's it going this evening?
Alhamdulillah. I'm fine.
Good.
I pray
you
be to the Creator.
Good. Wonderful to be back on the show. The show get pretty hot sometimes. Last night we had pretty good conversations going. We had Chinupa Gluimani, Jenny Minihide, Devin Old Man, and a few other. Oyate Ota, we had Rachel down in Oklahoma. And we had nice topics going and a few callers last night. And hopefully we can get back into it again. We left off on the subject last night that was concerning reclamation of indigenous relics and the return of the remains of some indigenous who were buried in the yards of some of the Catholic churches, monasteries, with the Indian school. It took a lot of children back in the 1800s, early 1900s, and send them away to boarding schools. A lot of our grandparents and great-grandparents experienced some of those atrocities and oppression. And a lot of the relics and different sacred items were taken from different families, different clans, different tribes, and were put in different private collections and museums, and therefore so forth. So that got mentioned yesterday about returning remains of some of the tribal nation members who were taken away by force, buried in mass graves and so forth, never given a proper burial, never properly prayed over. So that subject came up last night. And I thought that was, we didn't get to really finish it. We ran out of time in the show. And very important topic, a very, very important topic, and a lot of the tribes have been advocating for this, and I thought that was very interesting. I would like to further get into that discussion if those that panel comes back on tonight. We as indigenous people, we have a right to our own culture, our own language, our own government, our own self-autonomy, own self-governance, and through independent structure and self-determination. It's how we implement that independent structure, how we implement the self-determination. If you have rights that the Creator gave you, then you don't need someone else's permission to live upon that right that the Creator endowed you with just by creating you and giving you life. Yes, we need order. Yes, we need things to move in an orderly fashion. But us in Indian country here and all over Turtle Island, rights are constantly being violated, constantly being taken, and then being duped through contracts and other schemes and schisms, acts, statutes, codes, and all these different things, manipulations through these societies, secret corporate societies. Through these things, we've lost a lot of our relics. We lost a lot of our languages, a lot of our rights, a lot of our remains of our loved ones. So that was a very interesting topic. And only through the self-determination and independence, I think that we can get that back. And a lot of people are seeing things in this spiritual awakening that's happening now. They're seeing things in a different light. And the world has come together and agreed that indigenous people worldwide have a right that has been violated by the Roman Catholic Church through the Jesuits, through different foreign nations and invasions. And then here on Turtle Island, we suffered the worst that I can think of. And it's still going to this day, today, here and all over the globe. So what do you think about that subject that came up yesterday?
I think it's a very important topic because, as you were saying, that a lot of children got forcibly moved from their home, from their parents, and a lot of them couldn't make it back to their parents, and they died. They died there, and they buried in there. And by right, they have a right to get back the remains of their loved ones and bury them according to the tradition and custom. And I don't see what type of problems they should have because that's not their people. That died and been buried in that cemetery. So they should give the people back their loved ones that they forcibly took and died on in the monastery and wherever they may die. So it shouldn't be an issue with them at all.
Yeah, I think a lot of them have been returning things, returning land, returning sacred items. Returning loved ones, remains of loved ones. And that's something I think that they need to keep pushing forward with. And that's another form of asserting your rights, you know, and that's a very profound thing. Just so much corruption going on with tribal governments, and local governments, and so forth. But I think through the independent structure, things will turn around and change. If more people implement their natural rights and stand in a proper status, I think we can regain a lot of territory, remains of our loved ones, and relics and sacred items. So many items like down in our homeland, most of the stuff that they unearthed is in private hands, private collections. But so we're buried in tombs with the people as they were buried. I think if they come back on tonight, maybe they'll get back into that discussion. Also, I'd like to talk about the subject of self-determination. Can you give us a description of what self-determination is? What does that mean, self-determination?
There's only one call on here, and that is Rachel.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll give them a chance to call in.
Are you sure there isn't only me on here?
Yeah, that's you. I mean, other people probably is listening, but you the one that's called in.
Hey, Rachel, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Great, good to hear your voice. Can you give us, your take on that? What's the meaning of self-determination?
Well, my understanding is that depending on that you are self-reliant and you depend on yourself to take care of yourself, and that you, in reality, you're not asking the government or anyone else to take care of you or to do nothing for you. But my also understanding is that people have been told and been brainwashed so long they don't know how to think for themselves. And that if nobody's not thankful for them, they don't know how to function. So my thing is that now that people got to get out that, dependency and start thankful for themselves and be aware of how to think for yourself.
Yeah, but the people have been indoctrinated through a long process of being dependent upon someone else to take care of their loved ones, their elders, their children, their meals. A host last night, Brother Devin was on, and he stated, about the people going shopping at Walmart. It's like, the hunter gatherers, now they go hunting at Walmart, Kroger's, these type stores, because the traditions of hunting and fishing and stuff like that are, with most people, not many do it, and the ones that do is they turn it into a sport, a game. Whereas traditionally, even today, so a lot of us, we hunt for our food. When we need fresh meat, we don't go buy it from the store. We go hunt our meat. We go out and we make slaughter. Because just going to buy the meat off the store and knowing the conditions of the way they treat the animals, the way they feed the animals, the way they slaughter the animal, It's all bad. The way they produce milk from the animals, it's factory farming, which is very inhumane to the animal. There's no honor or respect to the creature that they're going to slaughter and consume. So if you don't honor that creature, you slaughter it, you raise it with chemical foods, preservatives and antibiotics and all these different things, and then you slaughter it violently, you may cause it to suffer, cause trauma, and then you consume it, consuming all of that bad energy, the trauma, the chemicals, the so forth. So I don't think people really know how to take care of themselves today for the most part, because they've been conditioned to leave it to someone else. Children go to daycare center while you go to work. Elders go in the nursing home when they get elderly because you got to work, you can't take care of them. Leave everything to someone else. The people don't cook, they go out and eat at a fast food restaurant. People don't hunt, they go run to the store. They don't know the source of the meat, the condition of the meat, even if it's even real meat or what kind of meat it really is. So, yeah, self-determination, I think, is something that the people have to not only exemplify, but they got to probably relearn what it is. What is the meaning of independence? Give us your take on that.
We have another caller. We're going to let him, 605-1440. Would you like to give us a definition of what is independent is?
Yeah, Chicago Kid.
Okay, Chicago Kid. How you doing, Bryce?
Doing all right. Chicago Kid.
Hey. I would talk to you, hey, what's going on? Good to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, I was just listening in.
All right. I'm trying to get a description. What does it mean to be independent?
I'm sitting here in my new lodge, digging a fire pit.
All right.
Enjoying the sun and the breeze. Pretty peaceful. Rubbing my bare feet on the mother, on our Mother Earth. It's pretty good.
Yeah, watching
birds fly around and that's independence, I guess, enjoying creation.
That's independence, right there.
Yeah.
Be free, doing what you want to do. Not connected to something to force you to go this way or that way, but doing it the way that you do it. That's so beautiful. Brothers putting up a new lodge, digging this fire pit, enjoying the birds singing. Song of the wind and the birds. Beauty of other creation, the other kindred. That was a wonderful explanation, brother. Appreciate that. Turn it back to you,
Okay, so as I was saying before, I want to know why we keep saying what is self-determination and independence, because it's very, very important that we understand what is self-determination and independence, because we're saying that a lot of us don't, this might be the first time anybody ever heard about self-determination and independence, you know. Because a lot of people don't actually talk about it, and a lot of people don't is not aware of it. So that's why we keep saying it over and over and over. It says that, you know, if you keep repeating the thing and over, the majority of the people, they will get an understanding of things, you know. The less you say a thing, the less people get the understanding of it. So that's why we keep saying it over and over and over again, as you keep saying. So we're trying to get y'all to get an understanding of what a self-determination independent is. We want y'all to be free, you know, and the only way you can be free is through self-determination independent. Because when you're a free thinker and a free person, that you don't let anybody think for you. And so that's what's happened with us today. We let other people think for us. You know, what those saying is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It will waste if you let other people think for you. So that's why we got to start thinking for ourselves and be free and independent and self-determination. And that's what we struggle with. And I'm not saying it's not, sometimes it's not an easy thing as it's saying it is. Sometimes it's going to take a struggle, you know, to be free and independent because you've been people have been brainwashed and conditioned all their life. And it might take, going to take time to come out that brainwash that brainwashing state a lot of us have been into, you know. So, but the first thing on a journey is take that first step. If you never take that first step, you're never going to be free or independent. So you must take that first step, take that first step, become a free thinker and independent self-determination. Now, the first thing you must do is learn and understand what is self-determination, you know, is. And the only way you can do that is that you're going to have to read and understand what it is and implement it, you know, practice it, you know. And not other people, you know, because we know a lot of people listen, and a lot of people, the government is probably listening to us. You got to understand, they don't want you to be free-thinking people. They always want you to rely on them and depend on them, you know. So once you become a free-thinking and independent person, you can not only be free and think about the government, you can understand the action and what they do and how they do it and why they do it. As of now, a lot of us don't know, you know, we don't really understand what this government is about, you know, because we don't take the time to study what this government is about. And if you really understand what this government is about, they really not for you. They always want to put you in a box. They whole thing not only put you in a box, but put the lid on the box to bury you. And why I say they bury me, they don't want you to be known. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to do anything. They want to keep you under control. And that is not a good thing, being controlled by others. So with that saying, I listen to 406-5023. State your name, your concern. Oh, she just dropped. Okay, so that's why we keep saying that self-determination and independence, people, so you can get the understanding of it and become a free people, not only free, but a free thinker. And that the one thing for you, but think for yourself. Turn back over to YouTube, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's so true that I think that, you know, the people, our people definitely have to come out of that thinking like the white folks. You got to think like yourself. You got to be a free thinker. And we've been trained and indoctrinated through the education system to think one kind of way, think like a worker instead of think like an entrepreneur, a person who needs to develop a sustainability. Okay, in the ancient time, our tribe, we hunted, we gathered, and we farmed. We grew food, we raised animals, we hunted our animals, and we gathered our herbs and different wild roots and vegetables, and a lot of other tribes also. Yet, we were taught in a structured way through the education system to go along with the industrialization of the nation and being in prison in these prison camps, trained to be at a disadvantage and being indoctrinated to accept the disadvantage. Less skills to maintain the self-sustainability. Yet, you know, we always been people who made our own clothes, made our own shoes, prepare our own foods, have our own medicine people or doctors, nurses, so forth. Self-reliant. You know, we have our own skilled people to do everything. Carpenters, doctors, you name it, mechanics, pilots, plumbers, electricians, you name the trade, we got the people to do it. So why couldn't we be self-reliant? Why can't we be self-sufficient? We don't need to depend on someone else or depend on illicit things, selling drugs, gambling, fraud, corruption. We don't need all that. Honest, straight living, good living. Yeah, some of our people are going to stray off this way, that way, but through love and understanding, and we try to steer them back to the right road. How do we implement it? First of all, you got to know something about it. A lot of our people, they don't know that there are certain provisions that's made just for them. But they keep that mainly on the private side. They operate in this society globally in a system of commercial, public, and private. Public and private, commercial and non-commercial. It's incorporated and unincorporated. Can you kind of elaborate on that public and private, what that is for our listening audience?
The public means that really that the government is in control of everything. And like one good example is public schools. That's, and your public school is controlled by the government, the city government, the local government, and it be funded, and the majority of the funding comes from, the people in Washington. And as you know, then you got your city government, all that's considered as public people. Then you go on the private side. The private side is you. You are the private side. You control everything. You control your businesses. You control your home. You control everything. That's why, in reality, the public can't mix with the private. That's why I say two different sides, because you outside the realm of the government, of the corporation. That's what a private is. By being unincorporated, you definitely, you're not with the corporation. That's why they call it unincorporated, because they can't control you. So when you buy a business license, and that business license is controlled by who? The corporation, the government, your city and state government. But if you're unincorporated, you don't need a business license, anything for them to tell you what to do. That's why they call the private side.
And that also includes travel. What a government is, folks, mainly, what is a government? A government is a governing body, a management company, a service provider, a company that, they formed a commercial corporation to provide services. And I think the United States Corporation was supposed to provide 21 different services. And then you have tribal governments, they perform certain services, and local county government or state governments. They are all commercial entities to provide services for the people. So who do you work for? So when you ask them who they work for, then they got to stop and think, work for the government. Okay, and what is the government? Service corporation? Yeah, okay, so... Serve who? Serve the people. of the private capacity. Because it's the people who put them in these offices and put them in these positions to manage things so that everyone take benefit. But due to greed, main problem, the corruption starts. Cheating, the lying, the stealing, the all those other things. So yeah, on that, there's a private side. Each individual is private. Each person is private. But they take and convert everyone to a commercial construct through changing the spelling or the sizing of the letters of your name, something similar to what you give them, but not in a back. But take it from the private form in which you gave it and convert it to commercial, therefore rendering you a commercial entity, therefore you only have the rights of a commercial corporation, if that makes any sense. Did I say that right, bro?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand, and like I said, a lot of people don't understand the government, how they run, and what they, like he gave you some of the meaning of what they're supposed to be. Like you say, they're a service corporation, and they're supposed to be serving you. Not the other way around. You don't serve them, they serve you. You have the power to tell them what to do or kick them out of office when it's, you know, push comes to shove. But, so they put your name and they make you a corporation, which you are not a corporation. You're a living person. Now you're living, you know, flesh and blood, human being, not a corporation. So when you become a corporation under them, that's how they can control you. So how they can control you, if you look at your name and you know what grammar is, your name, your name is all up, it's all capital letters, but your name is, but you, in reality, grammar, your name does not supposed to be in all capital letters. So that's how they turn you into a corporation, by using your name in all caps. I mean, y'all might not understand this, but that's the trick. That's the trick they use to enslave you.
Hello.
Hello, we hear you.
This is Rachel. That's weird you bring that up, because on my birth certificate, my whole name is in all small case. No capitals at all.
Okay.
But what they put on your ID when the state gave you an ID?
I really don't know, but I mean, first documentation would be my birth certificate, and it's supposed to go by that. And every
You use that. You're gonna use that, say, to go get a like state ID, driver license.
But aren't they supposed to put on your all your ID with how your birth certificate reads?
Well, sometimes they mess up, or you may have some, depends on who types it, and you know.
What's the meaning of all this?
They use different coding. You heard like medical coding, when the biller bill for a clinic or a hospital, they don't spell it all out. They use codes, and those codes have certain meanings to them. Well, these crooked folks, they have coded everything. They call it Uniform Commercial Code, so that they have everybody around the world on the same page doing business their way, according to their standards. So they use those are codes they use to change a person's status on public record so that they can treat him in certain respects, meaning a commercial corporation can only do business with another corporation they can't interface with a live flesh and blood human being. So they change the meaning of words and the meaning of words and the evolution of things and the
Could you, a lot of noise is coming your way. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We got a lot of noise coming in behind somebody's phone.
I think this is 605-262-2621.
Hey, this is Janupa. I'm calling in.
Janupa.
Okay.
Good, man. I've just been doing a lot of great things with our people, but
that's good.
I didn't guess what was all going on tonight. I don't know if Devin was taking the show. I told him to take both days. Did he come on?
No, he's not on.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, continue on, brother.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yep, so we ask the callers, mute your phones until you want to talk so that we don't pick up all the noise in the background. Like somebody's on the road.
That's the number. So,
I know I'm on the road, but I got my headphones on.
Yeah, we were was hearing the wind or something or another.
No, I got the old car blocked in.
Okay, that's better now. So yeah, these are some of the tricks that white folks use to abuse the people and usurp their rights and reduce them from the rights of their natural rights the Creator give them to less than human rights. They give more credence to the commercial construct than the rights of the people so that they can have dominance over the people through lies and deceit, corruption. So it's so important to know what's going on so that you can put yourself in a proper predicament, in a proper standing, and to be able to protect it. Because if you can't protect it, they'll take it away from you. They'll out fast talk you, out talk you, try to outsmart you, tell all kind of lies and make up all kind of constructs to get all kind of twists and turns to try to bully you into submission through trickery.
Jabril,
yep.
Not to get off subject, but current topic there in D.C. is this Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
And that discussion he's having with some of those senators that are calling them out about this gain of function, which he's saying that you guys are liars and liars and pants on fires and all that stuff, but they're chasing him back to 84 when he got that position. And then in 92, he was trying to get this gain of function going, and then in 2002 and 2012, so I think like every 10 years. And now he predicted in 2012 that there was going to be a global pandemic. And now this mRNA vaccine, which is the guy that helped originate that mRNA vaccine, they're censoring him now because he is going out there telling them that there's a lot of unknowns here, the spike protein, because 5-10 years from now, it could be doing this and that and this and that, and that should be a big concern, you know. But Pfizer and Moderna and all these guys are marching forward with the FDA and Fauci's basically hitting that drum, you know. But now he's acting like the gain of function. What is that, you know? And so he's being called out on that. So what really needs to happen is full public disclosure to all the citizens here. And now you got Biden who it's kind of questionable now. He said every federal employee needs to be vaccinated. If you're not getting vaccinated, then you better wear a mask. Now, CDC is saying because of this Delta variant that if you, even though you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you're going to have to wear a mask when you're inside. So CDC hasn't been truthful either. You know, all these federal agencies, NIH, FDA, CDC, HHS, IHS, they're all questionable because of
well,
a certain
First of all, CDC is not a federal agency. It's a private vaccine company.
Well,
they
what,
have no affiliation with federal government other than a contractor. And they are.
It's
they
just
are,
like the Federal Reserve, right? I mean, it's like the Federal
right.
Reserve, man.
Exactly. Just like, another store.
Yeah, like the IRS, too.
Yeah, another store.
There's a scam. There's a thing called a scam.
Contractors.
It's a scam. So full public disclosure and the truth, because now you hear elected tribal officials saying, let's mandate this this emergency use authorized vaccine, you know, which is insane. It's not approved by a Food Drug Administration. Now, where's your head at? You know, basically in that fourth point of contact when you have listening to the Navajo president saying we need to mandate vaccinations for everybody, and then you have the NIH doctor saying, oh, how a wonderful idea, you know. These federal talking heads, how come they're not talking about treatment? And there's a cheap drug that actually fights this virus and will probably cure it. I lost a brother, man, because these efforts that IHS don't want to administer this cheap drug that's already FDA approved. And there's other people dying because you have doctors that say we can't give a script for that ivermectin because the federal government won't let us. You know, Fauci and his elites are, you know, they need you to vaccinate. Don't talk about a drug that's going to actually cure this virus. Don't talk about it, you know. Now you have doctors that are saying this ivermectin works. It's an antiviral, anti-inflammatory, anticoagulant. It's a miracle. Miracle, cheap drug. So Merck attacks it, you know. The farm, big farm is, industry is running these emergency use authorized vaccines, and now you got Biden saying every federal employee must be vaccinated, you know, or you're gonna die. You know, that's like the Fourth Reich propaganda, you know. And Trump started that Fourth Reich, and Biden's continuing it because he's establishing a Democrat, man, you know. Follow the money. And Fauci, he's got billions and billions of dollars that he doles out, you know, on this research and the scientifics about it. But a lot of these guys are afraid to speak up. Not all of them. There's a lot of guys out there speaking up. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm one of them. And a lot of these professionals that are in the field that are whistleblowing on these guys, they're being censored now. It's a censorship, and they call it medical realism. Now, what tribal elected official you have in there going on saying, we got to do something with these anti-vaxxers. Make sure everybody's vaccinated, you know. They're just following like a sheep. Well, in this case, it totally came out, and all the ducks are lined up with their eyes closed while he's cracking them over the head, you know, with their eyes closed. We have a story like that, you know. So it's happening now on the ground. It's real, man. So when is the American citizenship stand up and see, we want full disclosure on all of this, you know? And when this first came out, intelligence said it, and they were censored that it started from here. God forbid, you know, this virus started from here, so they took it to China to try to get an antibiotic for it. And it magically reached the Wuhan lab, you know, and it spread all over. They allowed that to happen. Now,
yeah, well,
Vietnam,
stop the research because they were trying to get gain of function. They wanted to make sure that it was functionable and that they could weaponize it. So he found him a contractor over there. They kept it going, but this is what they do.
Gain of lethal function, that's what it should be called. You know, but they call it gain of function.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a cheap drug that comes from the soils of Japan, from our great Mother Earth, that they're ignoring, you know. A cheap and a parasitic drug that'll actually kill this virus, man. And it's even, they want you to take it as soon as you catch this virus. They want you to take that ivermectin. Or if you're a moderate, like me, you're moderate, but a long hauler, or like my brother who I just lost the other day, who was critical, it'll help us in every stage. Now, why in the hell are they giving that to us now, man, you know? Fauci won't talk about it. Biden won't talk about it. You know, they need to get kicked in with that sundown sign and do right by the people here and quit bullshitting, you know. That's my rant for today. Kalamalo.
Wokula. Well, there's another substance that the Creator gave us. It's made by our brother, the bees, called honey. And nobody has to take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. No virus, no bacteria can live in the same vessel where honey dwells. Like I say, don't take my word for it. Look it up. Honey don't need no refrigeration, no preservatives, none of that. And it can last for hundreds of years. Honey in the body, and there are other plants and so forth, which are antibiotic, onions and garlic. Boil onions and garlic. Drink it consistently. No virus can live in that vessel. No virus can live in that. Those who have access to the olives, olive tree, olive leaf, olive branch, the antivirus stop viruses from replicating. Everybody can't afford medicine. They ain't not gonna get a medicine. Everybody, they got it. They know what will quell the virus. They got a patent on it. They made the virus. They know what it do, how it do, all that.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a doctor like Fauci that's lying about it.
Patent on the vaccine, all that.
Can I ask a question?
That's a given.
The truth
can I
shall prevail, you know.
I'm
yeah, go ahead,
Rachel. Can I ask a question? I'm still trying to figure out. Is this COVID killing people?
Not the way they say it's killing people, because they're getting paid. You can sneeze, you can die of a heart attack, and they say you got COVID. You know, so what they're doing is lying to the people. A lot. Remember, COVID is nothing but a virus, and the COVID been around for a long time, and it's not going to go away. It's nothing but a cold virus. So if you don't have a strong immune system, of course, if anything attacks you, you're gonna feel effect and like that. But they're not dying in the rate what you're saying they died, just like the flu season. Say the many people going to die in the flu season because of the wicked immune system and the elderly. So what they doing to you, they lying to you. And not only that, it's a pandemic. They planned it of what to do. So with that, that's what you call self-determination and independence. And they can't mandate you to get anything if you have self-determination and independence, because it only goes to the people they have control over. They can't control you if you have self-determination and independence, because they can't.
I'm just trying to ask, is COVID out there? Is it killing people? And I want to know, I can't trust anyone. Who is putting this information out there about this vaccine stuff? Because I don't go on the internet and about all that stuff no more. So who's putting out here all this information about us? Because I'm hearing so much, and I want to know where it's coming from. Okay, we hear about the CDC, but then we hear these people saying COVID's a hoax. Don't take the vaccine. Where is all this coming from? Who is on the other side of all this is putting this information out there that COVID's a hoax? I mean, I'm trying to get some ground here to figure out just what is actually going on.
Look up Dr. David Martin, Dr. David Martin on YouTube before they sent him. He's been out there since last May. And he filed to the Department of Justice. He told on Fauci. He's got all the 40 years of background. He's older than Fauci. He's telling on these guys. Dr. David Martin. And look up Dr. Pierre Corey. Dr. Pierre Corey with the Frontline COVID Critical Care .net. They're censoring him, too. Now, why are they knowing that? And this is a doctor that's treating patients, man. He said, enough of the scientific stuff. Let the doctors do their work now, you know.
Well, see, I'm so confused here, because I just heard something today, too, that there are people all over YouTube getting paid politically about this COVID, about vaccinations. There are people on YouTube getting paid by different entities to spread stuff, and people are just out here getting even more and more confused about this, because it sounds like it's a money-making thing, and everybody's trying to keep who can disinform out who, and nobody really knows what's up or down.
Bottom line, you just called it the money trick.
Okay, but what I'm trying to find out is, how many people have died with COVID out here?
Nobody.
I've heard that the reservations are saying a bunch of people have been, elders and stuff have been hit with this COVID. Is that true or not?
The only pure data that's actually reporting is Israel. Israel is reporting adverse effects. They're using 50 years on up and 50 years on down, and the elders are the ones that, you know, because when you're elder, you got chronic conditions, you know. We had a couple here that had some issues that killed them, you know, and they went into the hospital. They caught COVID while they were in the hospital, and they died, but they didn't die of COVID. They had issues already that were going to kill them.
Okay. But they caught COVID in the hospital. So is that real or not?
That's real. I can testify to that. That's real, because my daughter caught it in the hospital. She didn't have it.
Okay, so COVID is real. Okay, so COVID is real.
Yeah, the COVID, Rachel, the coronavirus is a old virus.
Okay.
Been around a long
time.
Well, I'm
just
going
because
strain.
Trump was up there telling everybody it was a hoax. I don't know what to believe.
No,
is
no,
Trump
it's not coronavirus.
These people
SARS
on
two.
YouTube.
SARS is a real virus. MERSA is a real virus. These are viral activities which are been around forever. This is nothing new. But scientifically in the lab, they start putting these things together and trying to figure how it works with animals, how it works on people. And this isn't something that they put together. They even have a patent on it. They got a patent number. In other words, it's somebody's intellectual property. So is the vaccine. So it's all, and it, what it boils down to is the money-making scheme and the depopulation
thing. Jabril, listen, your brother, Chinupa, let me jump in here. Let me jump in here, okay? I've listened to you and Bryce go at something, and now I'm going to tell you both, and you better take this in your heart, both of you. We just lost our brother, Bert. And Bert passed away, and it's sad. I've known him when my little brother Bryce had his Sundance and so forth. You guys remember Bert? I mean, Gabriel?
Yeah,
we remember.
Okay. Now, listen. This is where it's going to get a little disturbing for all of you. You all talk like a white man, which is your prerogative, not mine. And you all are really looking at different solutions and avenues and approaches to talk about what needs to be vaccinated, who needs to be vaccinated. The white man. And again, one more time, the white man, okay? That white devil will do anything in his power to keep capitalistic control alive, okay? And that's his game. That's his way of life. The man is a devil. The devil is known for that. All these people that are out there that can't claim to be Christianomics, Christian, you know, editors, Christian scholars, you're full of shit. All of you are full of shit. You're full of crap. You all love incarceration. You love murder. You love to steal. You love to lie. Every commandment that you put in your damn good book, you broke every single one of them. Okay. Now you got my people, red, yellow, white, and black. You got red, yellow, and black fighting at each other because this pandemic created by the white race, none of you, no matter if it's Jabril, Bryce, or whoever, is blaming the white race. You work for him. You like him. Okay? Hear me now. I'm going to get into a heavy piece. When the great mystery decided to make life, he gave us everything. But he did not say two-legged. I want you to create sicknesses upon each other. He did not say that. You see, imperialism, from the sophistication of civilized and modern man, intricated the human brain. He steals ideology from other cultures of life. That's the way he is. He's been done it since he arrived here in 1492, and he's still doing it, okay? You ask that white man, why don't all of you, man, if you really want to talk, why don't you ask that white man, get together, Bryce, everybody, all you guys band together, go to D.C. and ask that white man, Joe Biden, to put the Lakota people's relatives out in the East Coast back there. Tell him to put them back there. Tell him to dig up all them other graves of other bodies missing in our country. Okay? Tell them, I don't want to hear no crap about this and that, we got vaccines. No, stop it now. There was no vaccines and no curable disease because the disease were never here. The white man brought them. Until all of you wake up and blame that guy, you can read the Holy Bible. You can read all seven of them, which I did. You can read your Holy Quran, which that belongs over there. It's now in my country. Okay? But they weren't here. They were not here. Chanupa akanki hecha. The sacred pipe on Grandmother Earth has always been here and is still here from day one. It's about population control. You all know this. And if you don't know it, you're going to know it now. Pay attention to all these goddamn movies they're making. Okay? Come on now. Somebody's talking in the background. Listen. Pay attention to every screen movie these people make. And see how evil the white race is. This man is the devil. And until you all recognize that, then and only then can their healing begin. You don't want to remind that SOB, that white SOB, that acknowledgement that he's the devil. You will not do that because you work for him. He gives you a paycheck. And you know that. Don't tell me you don't. He's the one who gives you a salary from a tribal government. He's the one that gives you a salary from the BIA. He's the one that gives you a salary from Social Security income, which you call SSI. He's the one that gives you retirement. He's the one doing that. After he diluted your strength and body to control you as a workforce, he gives you crumbs, and you believe it. Nah, I disagree, and I'm going to continue to disagree. If the great mystery in physical form came down right now on the radio show and asked us what the hell we doing to serve our people, you're all going to bite your tongue and then shit in your pants. You will. But me, on the other hand, Chanupa Gulhamani of the Chantet Inzo Okola Kichia, the Strongheart Dog Soldiers, we're still serving our people, preventing them to eat things that are actually theirs and preventing them to stay away from the other side. And that's the problem here, because all these people that went to Washington, D.C., all these tribal governments, all these fake sons of bitches, and excuse me for using that language, but I can because they forced it upon me. All them fake Indians out there are masquerading about the conditions about they can't see, but yet they're not talking about the living conditions of what my people are still going through. This doesn't only happen on said reservations, and I mean said reservations. It also happens in the ghettos and the populated areas of colored people. Colored people in the big major cities, goddammit. That's the problem. It's reducing population control for an economic structure of imperialism. And that's what you people don't want. That's why you fight and argue with tribal governments, with each other and so forth. But the white man is to blame and you don't want to blame him. Why? Why don't you want to blame him? Because you're afraid that you're not going to get elected next month. Or next year or whatever, however the election goes, and you don't want that free handout money. And you know you all get that. Don't bullshit me. I'm the only guy out here in Indian country struggling to remain free and independent by fighting this evil SOB. You got scores of my people in prison being abused through sociological deformity at the discretion of the penal complex of imperialism. You don't hear anybody question those things. You got women being victimized in these prisons. You got children still being indoctrinated and abused and raped in them and still being removed. But none of you tribal governments and none of you other people in general will even put the blame on that man. You see, that's where it came from. Before that white man got here in 1492, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the northern border to the southern border, my people were free and independent. They loved and they cared for each other. And when that hairy white man of the East got here, that's when the destruction, that's when propatriate fundamental practice began. And if you don't know the word propatriate, look it up. You all talk too goddamn much, and that's what's happening out there. But you're not talking about where it came from. The white race brought that here. That evil son of a bitch brought all that here, and that's what he's trying to do to create a one-world government. No matter all them doctors will tell you whatever. No, I disagree. There was no liquid chemicals that fought and combated any disease because there was none here. Ask the great mystery. Ask Mother Earth. Ask all of the living four-legged winged creatures. Ask your native people. Quit monopolizing their brain to think like white people. That's the hard part. Now I'll close with this. Chante Owashki lechuse mitake pihuk woglaka. Lechalakes e shewaki bert wichoni ekignake. Na okuji tipi tima hekta pana na wichoni ekignake. Na na hakti ha chanki le makashi na kyunkisni na ha wichakpe wate hecha kyutakisni. Ho! Isam tchanki ke oyate tak shicha milahanska ki ichupi. Hena etcha tchoke walakokte. Na iwaglakokte. Hechanon ki takomni taku kash kakpi yankte. Ash, wa shichu na milahanska tcha wichokuze. Hena wakhansicha hechapi. Hena etcha kakapi. Na chanupo akhahe walakab hantanis. Oini kaki tima ilana na hechu se. Ptala yakuta kana tchachinit. Tachanki le ya pakinte hanta. Takomni taku kash anikisnikte. Anikis neke hata ichele niente. Hena echa unki tropi. Astoni hechus e Nazi. И вагла как. И вашите права обхитеются с Назиби. О, чану пакиле валака бханта. Ис ойни кахе валака бханта. Хена нахти ваунспе. Нахакаку лена онкит хапи. Хена янке. Эхани уйна киле. Кван пету хе онкит хакабе хан. Тези киле хечус кима уйан капи. На хечус ванкал онкит хакаб. Он хечаб хана лета хан. Ле хокси чала огна хечус онкакаб на хан. Онки чакаба, хена хечусе ина онки хапе хечусе, вою ктян тханки ки ойкле на токата я. О, ване ту инсам ле, вана мила ханска тхаваунспе на такси те этюпе, хена ауб, унша кехи он пахпам на онка сотап. О, хена на ханхти хе вою хапе хе янке. Аз тони ту эни хечусе, вагла кам на тхакпе чапси, ини ханшни, ини кахана, ви вангуа чипи на ва чипи, хена ато аси ча ай ча яу на тума э ачагна кам. Не чае чану пи ми таке пи. Хо, такое хечус эпхе киле, меша ма чон зеке, чон те ми тхоки маи чинзе аке. Аз ини ханшни лечинзе отхана о чи чака. Вана аке булу тхок синзе. Now I'm going to go back into the English language. The great mystery gave us a suitable value. It's called life. And the matching life to that, that was connected with it, it was called love. And all of you that's listening in, God damn it, write this down. Write L-I-F-E down on a piece of paper right now. Write L-I-F-E. Then below it, write love, L-O-V-E, okay? And this is how stupid you all are because you don't understand phonics of white race. The only thing that's difference between them two words, because they both begin with an L and they end with an E. And the sad, stupid thing that you all don't want to engage on, one says if, and the other one says off. O-F is love, and if is life. You get it? So the difference between what's in the center is all of you being milked by the white race. You see, the great mystery in Mother Earth will never do that to you if you follow their path. And we've been indoctrinated. We've been cultivated. We've been badly assimilated. We've been tyrannized. And the sad thing is, we don't even recognize him as default. We keep going, please, Mr. White Man, can I get another box of cheese? There are white musicians and white country singers making songs about us. But yet you guys ain't screaming around about that. There are white people condemning the water, you know, about we're buying bottled water today and you got Standing Rock and all these other pipelines going, but nobody's making stinks about water. And you're still buying water today. Don't tell me you're not buying water because you do. Don't tell me that shit. I want to hear it. And if you don't believe in the sacred way of life, shut up and back away and leave the people that are fighting for independence and freedom. Let them do the job to help you free yourself from captivity because your heart's in jail and so is your brain and your physical body. The great mystery never puts you in jail. Civilized and modern man had done that since they arrived here in 1492 because all them SOBs that boarded those four ships that arrived in my country, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the Mina, and the Mayflower, all four of them brought ex-cons, brought all them devils here. Rather than turn it against their own people that did that to them, they did it to us. So again, I'm going to ask all of you, band together and see if you guys can go to Washington, D.C. and tell that white boy, how is he going to put all them indigenous people from Maine to Florida back out there? I want to see what you got. I want to hear you on live TV. I don't want to hear no Deb Holland. I don't want to hear no goddamn Chase Arnett. I don't want to hear all them tribes crying around and milking the white man. I don't want to hear that shit because the fight and the dangers of it is still here, and yet you guys are fighting each other over the wrong. Medicines ain't going to fix nothing. Traditional, the earth, the animals, the way of life outside is going to fix you. The sad thing, you don't want to do it. You're comfortable with your TV, your house, in and out the door with the key. You love that. You love to go to work. You love that. The white man indoctrinates you really bad. You love to serve his military and armed forces. You love to be a cop, pull guns, and beat the shit out of your own people. You love to do that for him. But yet, when that guy's pointing his finger at you, you can't do a goddamn thing. This is why the incarceration level, man, is on the rise again. It's because you people griping and complaining, fighting the wrong thing. A vaccine ain't going to fix it, no matter if it's ivermectin, if it's whatever, man. It's not going to fix it. A real doctor is trying to tell you to back up and pick up the traditional way of eating. I'm so infuriated by you guys fighting and trying to outdo each other. God damn it. Stop it. The problem's the white race, and the only way we're going to fix it is putting the blame on him. It's never a first until we try, and you don't want to do that. So I'm sorry that my venting, I just came from a sacred sweat to clean myself with my brothers and my other society members and another society. We all joined forces to burn, to clean ourselves, because everybody was going through a lot of turmoil. And we did that, and we prayed for our brother, Bert, that passed away, and his family and his loved ones. And so with that, I want to share this little song with you for Bert. You know, Bert's been a good brother to all of us, and you all know him. He left us now, so this is the song I'm going to give him on in honor of his family. Hey, no, no, hey, no, hey, no, 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 hey, no, hey, no, hey, no, hey, no.
Going through, I send my prayer and love to you to be strong until we take care of things for your father. And Bert, you'll be greatly missed by us. And it was an honor to be with you and sing with you, Bert. Olohe in the spirit world. Nahit hawate ke chetia. Ahi in a chiksi, ampetukile. Chonwaste chamo. Now I'm going to turn it back to all of you, and that's to the family of Bert who passed away. May they all be strong in strength and love to carry their dad's journey on until we finally lay him to rest. Hokia, wopila.
Wopila. Allah, my brother, Bert.
We have a caller, area code 630-3600. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Hello, it's Gabriel Reyes from Illinois, just listening in, catching whatever I could.
Hey, Gabriel. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, good, good. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah,
always good. Hear your voice. What's going on out in your neck of the woods?
not much. Just trying to catch all the radio shows and kind of talking with my wife about, you know, life decisions and where our head's at and all the disastrous stuff going on in the world and just trying to make sense of it. Yeah, that's that one.
That's good to keep the family aware and on point of who and what's going on out here and keep in touch with the natural element. Like Brother Chinupa just stated, staying in contact with the natural element outside with nature, eating proper foods, and staying within that element can't go wrong. This roller coaster ride to get the world on today, try to get you jump on board that roller coaster, you get lost in the ride. So, well, we try to keep it with the independence and self-determination, folks. Our prayers to Bert and his family and Brother Bryce and all the other relatives there, the loss of Brother Bert. May you have a good journey in the spirit world. May Allah bless and be upon you. Mother Earth, opening and expanding. May you have a good journey. Inshallah. So, well, as we come down to the bottom of the hour, we're at about 20 minutes after 8. We're coming to the close of a beautiful show once again. If anybody wants to say any closing words, Chinupa just gave us a song, and it's a song for Bert, but if anyone wants to give any closing words or closing topics.
My prayers and condolences, I guess, from me and my family to Bert also.
Yeah, little brother Gabriel had a issue with one of his relatives passing away a while back, and he too was carrying that understanding. I will share this with you guys that are all tuned in. Listen, folks, the great mystery wipes many tears. So does Mother Earth. But until we as a people reconnect to them, that's when our healing journey begins for ourselves and each other. And the hard part is recognizing this. I'm not an eagle, so I can't fly. I'm a buffalo, and I can walk. I'm not in a hurry to get there, but I'll get there. But the eagle can take your prayer all the way up to the great mystery and have him give the blessing to all that are needed. You see, at one time, our ancestors lived like that. That's how we made sacrilegious prayers and offerings to the great mystery through the animal nations. I'm a Tchatchankoyate. I come from the Buffalo people. And if somebody wants to beg to differ with it, phone number 605-517-2621. I'm ready. Because all species of man, and I'm saying it from a scientific point of view, the species of man today all came from an animal. And the hard part is the people that don't want to reflect to where they came from are the devil himself. You see, that's the problem that goes on in all countries because we allow that white man to contradict our feelings and our thought process from being who we are and where we're going. They're vested upon technology. Anymore, the machine tells you what to do, and you all support that. But you won't support each other when we talk about the great mystery and the animal creatures that gave us this opportunity to live with our Earth Mother upon Turtle Island. You see, those parts have to be reinstituted. Yeah, I just turned 64 last month, or the month of June. I'm getting up there, folks. But I made it. A lot of guys my age gone now. They left me. Same as women. But the hard part is this. What's so hard about you letting go of the white race's materialism? You see, that's what he does with everyone. And my thoughts and condolences and prayer go out to all of you to remain free and strong and independent and believe in yourselves, because that's how life and love works. Once you believe in yourself, you can calm everything down and then you can step up. Don't forget, a white musician came to South Dakota a while back on Independence Day, which the white man called, which is 4th of July. And I had an opportunity to represent people there. And I represent the elders and the children. Those are who I work for. Still working for them to this day. And I'm not asking you on the radio show to give me something. No, you don't got nothing I want. What I want you to believe in and pick back up is the freedoms you still have, the independence you still have. And everything you dear to that, you want it, but you're afraid to talk about it. That's how capitalistic control does it. Capitalists love that. That's why they intricate it with their behavior. And as I said earlier on today's show and this evening's closure of the show, the great mystery will not do that to you. Remember, he punished that white man many, many, many years ago, according to that book. And those commandments he put in there, that white man broke every single one of them. That's what the devil does. He will destroy everything within and without. And I rest my case with that. And my love and hearts and prayers go out to Bert and his family. So I can come up there and, you know, talk for Bert and sing for him, give him a good song, or they lay him to rest. And I'm going to let you all go because I'm taking some other donations back to the res. Like I said, I had a sweat today, got that done, but I had the truck loaded up with stuff to get to the res before nightfall. Thank you all for coming on the radio show. I know it was a harsh to you guys. I love you all because that's how Sanupa is. If I'm not here to talk that way and defend you all from any circumstance, then I'm not doing my job. But the great mystery, my Grandpa Roy, my Grandma Cecilia Martin, my mom, my late father that they took away from me are the ones that made this guy the way he is. And if it wasn't for my four-legged brothers and my children, my big dog and my chops, I wouldn't have made this. I wouldn't have made it this far. Many other people that believe in what my work, my little brother Devin and Jenny, Rachel, all you guys that are out there, Jabril, Amin, you know, and Nadia, all you guys, man, the grandkids, you're the ones that made it happen. You know, David Clark, Tristan Johnson, many others that stood on behalf of, you know, what I do, Diane Kimmel, many others out there. You know, my sons that I never seen, my children that are still out there fighting. These guys are the ones that keep, man, me alive to keep going and doing the work I do. And thanks to all of you for allowing me to express my popular opinion, which is from my heart, because it's protecting you as that person I love. Wopila Tanka. You guys have a great rest of the weekend, and take care, and I'll see you guys all again and hear from you guys next week on the Voices of Indigenous People radio show. Hokahe, Wopila Tanka, Chita.
Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous Voices of People. You heard it from Chinupa Gluha Money and all the guests tonight, and we thank you for listening in and for calling in and sharing with us once again. We look for your call again next week. Listening in with us Friday, 5 Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. on Indigenous Voices of People. 657-383-1630. Good job, I hope. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Ameen.